as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Robert.
Morning, Matt. I really appreciate you, well, in general, but reading the ballot and who's on it. You know, I'm very excited about what's going on with the radio station with Zach Wilde and the expansion, and it's just wonderful. Having supported one of those candidates, you know, giving money and knocking doors and then having them drop out, very, very frustrating. You know, I like that the radio stations are going more local. There's going to be a more Wisconsin local bent to it. And I guess I'd request over the next week or a week out from the primary to get people excited about coming out and vote. It would be wonderful to get some of these candidates on your show, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, to kind of explain their positions. People are very busy. I'm sure the candidates would appreciate it, you know, to kind of define what they're all about. And I'm sure as a consumer of media, I'd appreciate it because it's such a time saver as opposed to going through all those websites. So if you guys could make that happen, that would kind of be amazing to have people on and kind of, you know, tell in their own words why they're the correct choice. Thanks.
You know, Robert, thanks a lot. That means a great deal. Let me tell you something, everybody. The good news, and obviously we're going to wait for the station to announce it, and I'm not going to get into individual markets, but the scope of this radio station is expanding. Remember, at one time, I was on just in Milwaukee, then I was on just in Madison, and now it's Milwaukee, Madison, there'll be other cities too. So stand by for a good announcement on that one. The second thing, Robert, here's the deal. There are only two Senate candidates, and I've invited every candidate for every office to call in. Everyone, I don't care if the Democrat or Republican, call in, make your case. I'll give you some time. The only two who called in were Peter Pekarsky and Steve Olicara. They both called in. None of the others called in, and nobody from any other race called in. So guys, let me, if anybody's listening who's affiliated with those campaigns, this is pretty rudimentary. How would you like some free airtime? Free airtime. Now, Peter Pekarsky has advertised on this station, and the station appreciates that. And the rates to advertise on this radio station are minuscule compared to a lot of other media outlets, but you get a real penetration. And now you're going to get a penetration statewide, and you're going to get a very heavy listenership among people who are the opinion makers and influencers in the Democratic primaries. And if you're a Republican candidate, some have realized and advertised because it takes kind of the edge, the toxic edge off, and moderates think, okay, well, you can't be a true right-wing nut. Okay? And so my invitation is call in. We don't do the kinds of interviews that other stations do. To me, that's one way of doing it and chewing up time, and, you know, some of it can be valid. But we're very no-nonsense. We're very direct. You want to be interviewed, call me up and say, I'm so-and-so, and I'm running for this position. I'll say, great. Yeah, I know of you. I've researched you. So tell me, what issues? What are the issues that you think are the most important? Why would you be the best? And you can make your case. And it's free. And there's a lot of studies that show that free media is considered more trustworthy, influential than paid media. If you see somebody's ad on TV, okay, that's cool. But if somebody's interviewed on TV, you're going to pay a lot more attention to it. A lot more attention to it. Okay, Robert, thank you. And just spread the word, everybody. Spread the word. Going back to the lines again. This is all about the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. That's one of the reasons I'm taking a hard look at Peter Pekarsky. He ran ads on your station, and he came on and talked. And otherwise, I wouldn't know anything about him. So I'm not for sure, but I'm considering voting for him because I like what his message was. So that's pretty cool that candidates did. And you guys are really getting big now. Hey, quickly at the end here, are we getting an axis between Iran Russia, and China? Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul, and I'm glad I have 2 minutes to answer it. But thank you for your comments, of course. And, you know, there's still going to be a Senate primary, obviously, and Mandela Barnes is a friend of mine. I know Mandela. I think he'd be a great senator. Peter Pekarsky's a friend of mine. I know him. I think he'd be a great senator. I've met Stephen Olakara. I think highly of him. And so let's go to it, guys. But thank you for that. And Iran, Russia, and China. Here is the thing that slays me, absolutely slays me. All three of them hate each other. So one of the elementary things we should be doing in foreign policy is fostering, frankly, those disputes among them to take the heat off of us. Russia and China fought a shooting war in the middle of the Vietnam War. Most people don't know that, over a disputed island, 1969. People shot at each other. They're racially different. They're religiously different. They have nothing in common. China would cheat them and abuse them if they had half a chance. Russia the same way. Russia looks down on Asia. The Russo-Japanese War in 1905, Russia decided that they were going to attack the Japanese in the Far East. And, of course, Japan is not China, but, you know, that's how they thought of Asia. And Japan beat them. So, China, if you're listening, gang up on Russia for us right now, okay? And Russia, if you're listening, gang up on China. And when it comes to Iran, Russia is Russian Orthodox religion. China is communist, but they have a strong Buddhist and Confucian tradition. And Iran is Shiite Muslim, and they consider themselves Aryans. That's why they changed the name of their country to Iran, Aryans. Well, who cares what they are? But they're the old Persian Empire, and they think, oh, we have a history that goes back thousands of years, so therefore we should rule the world. China goes back 5,000 years. Russia goes back 1,000 years. And they're all bad news, so thank you for bringing that up. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round an angry